Hello, my name is Cherish Banks, and I wanted to shed some light on my own personal experiences and interview my own self with my own questions that I have asked other interviewees. First, one of my first questions that I have are, how many siblings do you have? I have 5 siblings, and I am the oldest of all of my siblings. Our age gaps are 3 years apart for my twin sisters, 9 years apart for my brother, 11 years apart from my sister, and 16 years apart from my other sister. The next question I have is, how do you feel slash think about being an older sibling affected your life? I personally feel like when you experience being an older sibling, especially with a huge age gap, it can feel really draining and like just like a huge responsibility on your shoulders. Another question I have, like a follow-up question for that I have is, do you think this would have occurred or you would have felt this way with or without siblings? I definitely wouldn't have felt this way without having siblings. Like, I wouldn't have felt like I had such a big responsibility and had to, like, take time to, like, have to help out with, like, managing children. Another question I have is, how does this affect your ability to ask for help? Me, personally, I feel like I don't really ask for a lot of help with certain things. I think I ask for help with like basic necessities, but like when I tend to struggle, I tend to like bottle it up and not really like ask for help, which I find with my other interviewees that they have shared similar experiences. Another question I have is, how old were you when you took upon this role? Now I have 5 siblings, so my age gaps vary for all of them. But I feel like when I started to notice the biggest shift in my responsibility when I turned like 9 years old. Another question I have is, how did taking care of your younger siblings impact your personal life, such as social activities, school, or extracurricular activities? I feel like when it comes to my social life, school, and extracurriculars, my siblings never ever impact that because that's outside of the home. But I feel like when it comes to inside of the home, that's where, like, I see a change and, like, I feel like I'm more hands-on and, like, more needed. And sometimes, like, there's moments where, like, I may have to, we all have to, like, shift our schedules to, like, accommodate each other. But I feel like that's a normal experience to have with families. Like, you're supposed to, like, support and help each other out. Another question that I ask is, do you ever feel resentment or frustration towards your parents for allowing this to fall onto your shoulders without them realizing? I do. I get very annoyed with it because it's like, at times it's like, oh, like, this isn't my child. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, and I feel like sometimes my helpfulness goes unnoticed and, like, unappreciated. But not all the time, but, like, it can happen sometimes. Another question I have is, looking back, how do you feel about the experiences of being an older sibling and having to be responsible for your younger siblings? I feel like, so yes, it can be very annoying, but like it also like builds a strong relationship with your siblings. But I'm not saying like parents should do this. I feel like there definitely should be like a difference between being a sibling and then being like a parent like figure to your sibling. And then my last question that I have is, what advice would you give others to other siblings experience the same thing? I'll share first like my own advice that I give myself now because I'm in my teen years now and I'm experiencing this now. I usually just tell myself like, honestly, I just say, it's okay, Cherish. Like, you have 2 more years left or you have a year left. Like, you can push through it. Like, it's okay. But I've been saying this for 9 years. So like when I was 9 years old, I've been saying, it's okay, Cherish. Like, you have 9 years. Like, after 9 years pass, you'll overcome it. But I don't think other people should use that advice. I don't think it's the best, like, thought process to have to get you through this. I personally think that, like, if you are going through this, you should mainly, like, be grateful for your family. Like, try and push through. Like, be it helpful. And, like, don't be, like, inconsiderate. But also, like, speak up to your parents and, like, go to them and, like, be like, hey, like, I think this is a bit too much. Like, maybe we could, like, tweak this. Like, just having open communication. Also, another question that I asked my interviewees, I know that I said this was the last one, but I just thought of it. But I know the current generation now does a better job with communicating. And I asked other interviewees, like, if they felt that during past generations they struggled with communication, do we think we're doing better with it now? I personally think we definitely are, because I'm growing up with it, like learning how to speak for your emotions and speak for yourself and advocating better. So I definitely think that's a huge thing. Another thing I asked my interviewees was, do you think your parents did this intentionally, or like, does it go unnoticed? Honestly, I feel like it's noticed for me, but also at the same time, it's noticed in a way that's like, it doesn't matter, like you have to help. Which leads me on to another question I asked my interviewees is, do you think you had a choice, or like, could you have spoken up to your parents? Me personally, I feel like if I did, I don't know, I just personally wouldn't. I don't like confrontation. So like I said, I like to bottle things up and like not advocate and not ask for help when it comes to like things like this, especially family related. But those are all of my interview questions that I have and that I have asked my interviewees. And I hope you enjoyed.